Hello, and welcome back to Unveiling the Matrix. I am the Copper Color One, the one you call Brother Vincent, also now known as one of the many truth seekers here in this earth to help you find your way back home. Today's podcast, I'm going to title it Don't Judge Me. And what that means is that I've been reading, going back through the book of Job, and as we all know, Job was a very righteous man, very rich man, because the Most High made sure he had everything that he felt that he needed. But, and we already know the story, but I'm going to jump to this part here, is when the Most High allowed all these things to happen to him, to Job, his friends were there or came to his house to comfort him, you know, to kind of mourn with him all the stuff that's been going on with him. And I've said this many times before, and with friends like these guys, I really truly don't need any enemies, because these guys thought that they were comforting him, but at the same time, in reality, they were really slamming him, because they were saying that, hey, he had to have done something wrong. The Most High just would not just do this because, you know, he just had a gripe to find a file with Job. And Job was, you know, pleading his case, you know, hey, I've done everything the Most High asked me to do and then some, and I still believe in the Most High, and I'm going to keep doing what he asked no matter what happens. And they're going round and round with, yeah, keep lying to us, you know. You know, they went so far as, you know, hey, all this stuff we see out in the open could be a facade. We don't know what you be doing in the dark, you know, when we don't see you, you know what I'm saying? So obviously, when we're not around, you're doing things that the Most High don't like, and now he's making you pay for this. So again, you know, friends like this, you don't need too many more enemies, because again, these people are in my opinion, envious of Job, and there's people who like to really kick you when you're down. They prop you up and then kick you down and then prop you up and then kick you back down. So these are people who enjoy this. You know, these are some sadistic type like people. But, you know, in their mind, they may not feel like they're doing that. But in reality, that's what they're doing. And Job was trying to explain or express that to them. Like, hey, I've done nothing wrong and you guys are coming at me all wrong. And then, of course, with him saying that, they really freak out then. Like, oh, so now he don't even want to hear the truth from us. So anyway, you know the story. Which brings me to today's, you know, podcast. I have a friend of mine, very good friend. And talk to him all the time. And even when I'm praying, I pray for him. You know what I mean? Because I've seen his journey. And this is nothing new. And if he was to hear this, he would know that I'm talking about him, but that's not a big thing, because we always talk. And what I'm saying now is nothing new. So my point here is you know, I've seen his journey from who he was to who he is now. And it's like, wow, man, that's a beautiful journey. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all on this journey. His journey is different from my journey. That's the first thing I told him. You know, hey, our journey is going to be different, bro. You know, we all have the same Most High, but he's going to deal with me differently than he's going to deal with you, because we're not the same person. You're going to do this. I'm not going to do this. We're too totally, even though we're cool, we don't do the exact same thing at the exact same time. So obviously things are going to be different. Everyone has to be judged separately. You know, his love is going to be different for each one of us, but it's still going to be love. So again, all that being said, you know, he comes to me, as he had called me earlier and was explaining to me, you know, that he had a small fire there, you know, at his house. You know, long story kind of short, because again, I'm not going to go into all the details and everything. The impression I got was that it was a small fire. They put it out, you know, fire department, blah, blah, blah. They were, you know, anytime there's a fire, you should call the fire department. They were caught, and he's cool. But as we get together, you know what I'm saying, and talk, sit down and talk face to face, I'm starting to find out more and more things And I'm not one of them type people like that's going to keep prodding you like, hey, what about this? What about this? If you're going to tell me, tell me. If you don't want to tell me, then I figure it's private, because yeah, I'm a very private person myself. So a lot of stuff I don't really want to share with everybody, because it's really none of your business. You're not going to be able to help me through this. The only person that's going to help me is the Most High. That's who I found out that, guess what, no matter what's going on in my life, he's going to help me more or better than anyone else in this world. And it's by far. So that's what I do. I got issues, I go to him. But here's what I found out too. When things are going good, I'm always praying, okay? And then things are go bad, I'm always praying. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to double down, triple down. Because again, this is not a time to give up or, you know, start questioning. It's like, no, I'm going to double down. I'm going to triple down on this, because this is, he's the only one I can trust with anything right now. No man, no woman, no child, no nothing. These people, all they're going to do is disappoint me. That's just how I feel. But him, no, I'm not going to get disappointed. So my point is, when things are going good, anybody can, you know, hey, pray and bow down and all that. But when things are going bad, you know what I'm saying, can you still, you know, can you still keep with it? See, a lot of people would like to only pray when things are going bad. Things going bad, oh man, I got to pray and help, you know, trying to find an answer. That's when you start hearing people, you know, screaming and, yeah, Lord help me and Jesus this and all, you know, that's when you hear all that. You know, you should have had that conversation with him prior to that, because that way you stay in contact, okay? This is not a one-way relationship. It's two ways here. So this is my point. When things are going bad, pray to the Most High. Things are going good, pray to the Most High. Sometimes you have to double down. You know, even when I'm doing good, sometimes I'm praying double down. But because I'm thankful for the things that he's doing for me and has done for me. So that's another thing. It's not always him doing for me. It's all the things that he have already done for me that I'm thankful for. And even the things that I have no knowledge of that he's doing for me, I pray for that and thank him for that. So there's a lot in our conversations that when I'm talking to him as if I'm going about my day. Hey, this is what's happening. Thank you for, you know, helping me with that. Thank you for this. Later on today, I'm going to be doing this, you know, be your will. Then, you know, please be with me and guide me and all these things here. You see what I'm saying? So it's a conversation that I'm having that I talk to him about, because there's no one else that's going to understand my troubles, my struggles, what's going on in my mind, because they're just not going to get it. And guess what? It's not for them to get it anyway. So that was my point. So anyway, you know, he's kind of telling me what's going on. And lo and behold, he finally, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't through me, it was through, and like I said, I'm trying to keep a lot of this, through someone else where I actually get the full story. Now, again, I'm saying to myself, like, okay, because again, I don't pry. I'm not one of those straight, you know, like, when it's your business. It's my business, okay, it's a whole list, but it's your business. I'm not trying to be all into it. So anyway. When he start, I'm not thinking like, wow, bruh, this is going to be bad. So yeah, so bad that you ain't going to be home for 6 to 8 months before you can return for them to have to do all this. I'm like, no, man, this is crazy. So I didn't know. And like I said, I'm not trying to know, but us being friends, you know, for a long time. I mean, we talking decades. You know what I mean? Hey, it is what it is. But my point that I'm trying to make here, and I'm trying to tie these two together with Job, is at the end of the day, I'm starting to understand that a lot of times people don't want to tell you these things because they don't want you to judge them. You know, don't judge me, bro. You know, don't. You know? And I'm not that dude. I mean, again, whatever you have is going to be between you and the Most High. So this is what I want to say to my my boy, like, bruh, this is between you and the Most High. It has nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you doing, that's on you. Because again, at the end of the day, whether it be you, me, or the man on the moon, everything that's done will be brought to light, bruh. That's just it. That's for all of us. There's nothing special about me. Everything that we do is going to be brought to light at some shape, way, or form. But as long as you're praying to the Most High and talking to Him, things that don't need to be known, it won't be known. You know what I'm saying? Things that you know that's sacred to you, you know, hey, the Most High can do whatever He want when He want. Okay? Let's get that established. But again, at the end of the day, that's where that relationship comes in at. And you ain't never got to worry about me judging you, because guess what? I'm going to say this a million times. I can only talk to the Most High and deal with Him in reference to my salvation. I can only barely save myself. I don't have the time to try to, or the audacity or authority, because I'm not the Most High, to save you. I'm not your salvation. And that goes for anybody. So I can't judge you. I'm not the Most High. So the don't judge me thing, don't look at me like that, because I'm not that one. I'm always trying to figure out what's best for me and how it applies to the Most High and Him wanting for me to do here in this earth. I have to follow His laws, statutes, and commandments. You know what I'm saying? That's me. And that's not easy to do in this earth, because everyone here, the majority of people here, okay, majority, are evil, ungodly people. So you're already dealing with that. You see what I'm saying? So when you out here in this earth, this is what you're praying for. That's why I pray for that power and that strength and stamina to deal with all this evilness that's around me, because it's easy to do. People like to build you up and tear you down. This is what they do. It's a sport for them. So I understand this when I'm dealing with people. They will say one thing and do another. Yeah, that's my guy, man. And at the same time, you know, looking at you sideways, or, you know, plotting and planning on you. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother, blah, blah, blah. Looking at you sideways, plotting and planning on you. You know what I'm saying? The list goes on and on and on. So I understand that. Because, again, if you're walking in the walk, you would know. Like, okay, I got you. And you would know, because us like-minded spirits know this. We can only deal with other like-minded spirits. That evil and godliness, no, man, that ain't going to be for me, you know? And like I said, y'all know my struggle. I done said it. I mean, I used to drink 24/7. I felt like I was an alcoholic. But a lot of things I had to give up, or let me put it this way, I felt that I need to give up in dealing with the Most High. You know, and again, like I said, I done went through, because I done read our history book multiple times. And in there, it doesn't say you can't do it. He just said, hey, there's a difference between drinking and being drunk. There's a big difference. So he's not saying you can't drink. You can. But being drunk is a whole nother level. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. And I gave that up. Now, just so we clear, have I had any alcohol? Yes, I have drunk wine from time to time. There's sometimes I'll grab a bottle, boom, few days later, bam, it's gone. You know what I mean? But it may be another month, 2 months before I grab a bottle of wine. Sometimes I just feel like, man, you know, the Most High telling me, hey, I really need to celebrate, you know, the things that we're doing down here. And as we follow the word, you can see where they did celebrate. You know what I'm saying? They had a lot of feasts. And in that feast, they did drink wine. So, again, this is nothing new. But, again, at the end of the day, you don't want to drink so much or you get drunk. Because when you get drunk, then that's when the evil, ungodly spirit starts coming around and all these evil things start happening. People say things when they shouldn't be saying things when they're drunk. You know what I mean? And that alcohol is a truth serum. It will bring that truth out. that you had in you. So again, you have to be cognizant of that. So my point is, let me move on. You know, again, that don't judge me. I'm not the Most High. There's nothing I can do that can save you. So whatever it is that you feel, you know, you need to take that up with the Most High and deal with Him directly, because there's nothing I can say or nothing I can do that's going to change the dynamics between you and the Most High. That just ain't going to happen. So, you know, again, I'm saying this not just for him, because there's a lot of people out here who have friends, whether they're male friends or female friends. You know, it's the same thing. So you're going to have some discernment here in dealing with your friends, dealing with your family, all these things here, because again, a lot of people, you know, don't want that judgment on them. And I understand that, because the Most High said, hey, don't be worried about that beam in your brethren's eye. You got to deal with that's in your eyes. Meaning you got to take care of your stuff first before you even think about dealing with somebody else. I got issues of my own that I have to deal with. Now, does that mean that you can't correct somebody in reference to what the Most High has said? Yes, there's always going to be some correction. There should be some correction when you see a brother or sister going off path. Yes, you are entitled to say that based on our word. Yes. And you seeing that person, you know, especially for me, it's like, hey, if they keep doing the same stuff over and over again, come on now. That we call that in this world insanity. You have to reprove that person. You know, hey, bro, you can't keep doing this and just think you're going to get away with this. You know, you know, again, that's between you and the Most High. But reproving that person means that person's doing that. But sometimes they may not know what they're doing it incorrectly. That's why you reprove them. Like, hey, did you know that, you know, hey, you shouldn't be doing that based on this? And they'll be like, oh, I didn't even know. Okay, that's where you're reproving somebody. There's a person that, hey, they keep doing it and they know it. And you could tell them, hey, bro, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But at some point, you can't be playing with this. So I'm just letting you know. And you keep it moving. You ain't got to say, like, hey, you're going to go to hell, or, you know, God is going to do. No, you just tell them, like, hey, bro, you might want to check yourself on that and, you know, make sure everything good. And keep it moving. That's what I do, man. I don't sit there. There's nothing we're going to debate over. It's nothing we're going to argue or fight over. It's like, hey, bro, I just thought you might want to, you know, check yourself on that. Or, you know, you might want to do some things here to, you know, improve, you know, your position. You know what I mean? You want to say it respectfully. You don't want to come at people all crazy, because people, you know, got feelings. They get in their emotions, so they ain't going to hear that. So you even got to say it in a way that's not offensive. You know what I mean? You got to say it in a way, as the Most High says, hey, you cannot, you know, you don't want to be throwing, well, again, let's just put it this way. You just don't want to be throwing people under the bus, okay? Just tell them nicely. Keep it moving. So, you know, that is what it is. And like I said, I was thinking about this because, again, I was going back through the book of Job and dealing with his friends and all that stuff, all the stuff they got going on in their life. But my point is, at the end of the day, that don't judge me, because you got the whole world now on this don't judge me type vibe. And, you know, a lot of times people really do need to be judged. You know what I mean? What I mean by that is, if you're doing something stupid, come on, man, stop it. But they don't want to hear it. And like I said, all things can be said respectfully. You know what I'm saying? Because if you didn't respect that person, you wouldn't even take the time to acknowledge and try to say it in a way that won't offend them and keep it moving. You know, because I'm not going to keep going back and forth over that. That's going to be between you and the Most High. But I'm just letting you know, keep it moving. So no, I'm not going to judge anybody for anything. That's not my job. I don't have authority. None whatsoever like that. Not over you. You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with, you know, your kids and stuff like that. Yeah, Most High gave you authority for that. But even with that, at the end of the day, all you could do is the best you can do by laying the foundation, letting them know who their creator is and who is the ultimate authority. Because the Most High has authority over me. So once that's established, you know, everybody's on the same page. Okay, or should be. And that's the way we roll. Okay, so I think I'm going to end it with that because that's what I want to bring up. Hopefully people got something out of that. If not, hey, it is what it is at this point. And we do what we do, and we keep it moving. All praises to the Most High Yah. So be it.